Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski is telling his department heads not to expect any more money in the next fiscal year than they got in this fiscal year. That's because the county has a projected $81 million shortfall in the coming year. Meanwhile, WYPR's John Lee reports that Olszewski's constituents are giving the county executive a long list of things they say they need.
Welcome to Blue and Line signing in for us. Thank you.
More than 200 people showed up and signed in for Olszewski's town hall in Randallstown this week, and many of them lined up to tell the county executive they need a road repaved or a traffic light at a busy intersection, or in Joseph Melton's case, the brakes put on people speeding on Liberty Road between Northern Parkway and Patterson Avenue.
You can do 80 miles an hour, and I think a lot of people are doing 80s. So I live in the middle of that area, and we can't hardly get out on the street.
At another town hall, this one in Towson, Olszewski heard a lot about the need for parks and fixing overcrowded schools. Colleen Baldwin with the Pleasant Plains Elementary School PTA told Olszewski the school has nearly 200 more students than it should.
The level of overcrowding creates potential safety concerns during arrival and dismissal, in navigating the hallways and relocatables, and in providing adequate restroom or cafeteria capacity.
There's not much Olszewski can promise right now as he grapples with how to fix the $81 million budget shortfall, which is projected to only worsen in coming years. He's put in place a commission to study the county budget, and former county executive Don Moeller, who chairs that commission, says Olszewski gave them clear marching orders.
County executive said everything's on the table. There are no sacred cows.
A sign of the times was on display earlier this week. Interim School Superintendent Verlita White presented to the school board a budget that would increase spending next school year by less than 1%. This followed her first budget proposal just 2 weeks before that called for an increase of more than 11%. White was directed by the chair and the vice chair of the board to make the cuts. She also received a letter from the county executive encouraging her to scale back her initial budget request. So the school board now has two proposed budgets from White, who at the board meeting made it clear which one she prefers.
We do have to advocate for what we need. We need to advocate for our teachers and for our students most of all, and I believe that my original request did so.
White cut her original request by nearly $86 million. Much of that comes from scrapping cost of living and step increases for teachers and a plan to extend the school day by 15 minutes. Olszewski says department heads are being told to watch every nickel.
We're facing a reality in Baltimore County where we may have to not do things that are well-intentioned. We have to make sure we're focusing on our core mission.
Olszewski is a Democrat. Republican County Councilman David Marks gives Olszewski a lot of credit for being open about the budget.
There's a refreshing outlook on things. And I think, you know, having a level of engagement that the county executive has shown is very healthy for this county.
Olszewski will present his budget to council in April. By then, it will be clear how he plans to rein in spending and if a tax increase, which would be the first in more than two decades, is part of the solution. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
County Executive Olszewski has four more town halls planned. You can find out when and where they will be on the Baltimore County Government website.